VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call our eBay Radio hotline at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-RADIO-30, or straight out, 888-723-4630.
So you watch The Daily Show, right?
I'm not as much as I used to, unfortunately.
John?
It comes on late, and I'm falling asleep. So.
Well, John Stewart, the host of The Daily Show,
yes,
is selling a bunch of his suits for charity.
Oh, he is he?
Yeah, and if you go to eBay seller Auction Cause 1, AUCTIONCAUSE1, you will find tons of John Stewart's suits.
Oh, they'll never fit me.
Auction. Let me see what size they are. They're all, by the way, custom made for John. Armani Collezioni, made to measure for John Stewart, black two-piece tuxedo. Gee, well, I'm sure it says the size somewhere, but no, you couldn't wear his.
I couldn't wear those. Not in a million years.
No.
Not in a gazillion years.
But there are a ton of them, and they're all good, you know.
They're all good.
Of course, top-notch stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He wore them at the 2006 and 2008 Oscars. 2006 straight tie and 2008 bow tie. Black wool two-button tuxedo. Lots of stuff here for sale that were actually worn by Jon Stewart, if that's important to you. Anyway, it goes to charity.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, that's cool. So, you remember I told you about my tip this morning about the lights going out?
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
ask
yeah.
people to send in their
yeah.
ideas?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dawn Ralston goes to a bar. She tells this story. Hi, Lee. Loved your tip this week. My story is not a plan B in an emergency story, but definitely a plan for the internet. A couple of years ago, we traveled to Michigan to visit my hubby's parents. They're in their 90s. They have no internet access. So there I was going to be for two long weeks with no internet. My hotspot works fine, but only for so long, and it's not cheap to use when it's the only Wi-Fi source around. So my plan? A neighborhood bar offered free Wi-Fi. I spent most afternoons there at the bar, drinking a bottomless Diet Coke and working. Sometimes I'd order a sandwich, but more often than not, it was just the diet. The folks were super nice, didn't mind me taking up space and using their internet. They didn't mind when I occupied a big table so I could spread out my work. Well, you know, she found a place to do it. She said, but as bars do in Michigan, they don't open till 11.
Mm-hmm.
There were no coffee shops or McDonald's or other easy Wi-Fi spots around, so when I needed early morning Wi-Fi, before I'd go to the bar, I'd head to a nearby hotel, park near the entrance, and piggyback on their Wi-Fi from my car.
Wow.
She said, I couldn't really spread out a lot of work, but I was able to access my email and social media and do other simple tasks. This way I could save my hotspot time and charge for evenings to troll eBay social media, respond to buyers, and get a little extra work done. All of these solutions let me work when I had a free pocket of time and spend a lot of the day with my in-laws and not worry about work. It just took some creative planning and out-of-the-box thinking.
That's all it took.
Yep. So there it is, starting a new rumor. Diva Dawn Ralston goes to bars to get her work done.
I wonder if she has something cool while she's there.
Mm.
Do you remember that tune?
No. What was it?
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool.
I do not know that song.
Surprised you don't know that tune, yeah. June Christie had a hit with it. Anyway, yeah, well, wherever you have to go. I know that if it were me and I had work to do, I'd be tempted to go upstairs and go take a nap. But the problem is if it's in the summer and the air conditioning's off, it's not going to be that pleasant. So I probably would, yeah, I'd probably go,
into eBay.
Work.
Yeah, you would. Because that would be your...
Well, if it was during the day, but if it's at nighttime, I don't want to come here at night. I mean, I spend a lot of time here, so. But going to a local coffee shop, and plus I have my phone, which I can use as a hotspot. I always have backup batteries. So I find a way.
So you have backup batteries for your phone?
I do, and I have a battery for my in the garage for my computer there, and it'll last about an hour. So.
Well, I think my computer says it'll last 5.5 hours, but I've never put it to the test. Usually, a couple of times I've forgotten my power supply here when I come in to do the show.
Oh.
And it did make it through a 3-hour show.
Oh.
But it always got way down to the bottom.
Oh.
You know, so I've got a pretty good laptop here.
Yeah, you do.
But, you know, our electricity was off all day in the mobile home park. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Early morning till early evening, so.
Yeah, we occasionally have power outages where I live, but the worst one happened on the hottest day that I remember being in California. And I had my sister and her family were visiting, and it happened at night, and the house was so hot, I couldn't sleep in it. It was really awful. But, you know, at least we have a house, so
well, we don't that. Need air conditioning where we live, but just several days a year, usually. Maybe 1 month, all
yeah,
right? Maybe July and part of August or something like that.
Sure.
And so this year we're having horribleness because we're not used to this kind of weather.
You oh,
know,
that's
we've
right.
got we had 85%. What do you call it? You know,
humidity,
wetness here. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And it's still a little wet today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, we're complaining down here in Southern California, and we have no right to complain, really. I know that.
You don't.
I know. So, the Nerd Machine, you know what the Nerd
no.
Machine?
Okay. What is the Nerd Machine?
Calling all nerds, now through July 27th, the Nerd Machine invites you to bid on its Nerd HQ charity auctions. All proceeds benefit Operation Smile. Oh, I know what Operation Smile is. Through GivingWorks. You'll find all sorts of nerdy goodies from a Lego Doctor Who TARDIS to vinyl action figures to autographed game props and memorabilia. Even nerdy Hallmark ornaments and PlayStation 4 signed by 2015 Nerd HQ panelist. To find all 18 listings, go to nerdhqauctions.com. I think Operation Smile, isn't that the one that does dental work? I think it is.
Yes,
they
Operation
are. Smile, yeah. I think that's what it is. So,
yeah.
Calling all nerds, there you have it, and it's for charity, so it's a good thing going on there. Okay,
yeah.
Griff, I have more news if you have nothing to talk about.
Oh, I have something to talk
about.
Oh,
go, please do.
Yeah. You may want to tune in on Thursday because
yes,
there may be some very exciting something. I'm actually pretty sure there'll be something exciting to talk about. So,
and if not Thursday, definitely next Tuesday.
Yeah, but I think it'll be Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll be Thursday. So there, I'm not going to tell you what it is because that would be wrong, but I will tell you it's pretty exciting.
It is.
It really is. I found out yesterday one of the things that there was a big whoop-de-doo here yesterday for what was called day one. And they're building a new building on our campus.
Yeah?
Which is, I've been waiting for years. So between my building and the very last building, there's a basketball court, and they're going to take that out, and they're putting in a big center, which will be it'll be a big auditorium kind of building with a cafe, and it's called Main Street, and it's where visitors will go when they come to the company, and it'll have upstairs is a huge meeting room that will fit 1,000+ people, and we've been waiting, you know, because we don't have a space here on the campus that'll fit everyone who's on campus, which is kind of awkward, but they start construction on it right away, and it should be finished by the beginning of 2016. So that's very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the eBay radio studio is going to stay where it is.
Well, we're gonna find out.
You know, we always wanted one with the glass so visitors could see you in there.
I'm going to ask what's going to happen to the spaces, because I think actually I'm not sure of this, but it looked like in the plans how they were talking about that the eBay shop is going to move in there.
Well, so. It makes sense because that's where visitors are going to come.
Yeah. And the old Graylin's house in front, which is a historic monument, can't be torn down, will be added. It'll be adopted into the plan. So, yeah, that was very exciting. Everything was very exciting.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
because you're near the lobby, but you're hidden way. Nobody could get to you, which is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
I don't necessarily want to be behind glass. It means I can't do things like pick my nose and all that other stuff, but that's okay.
Oh, we always had Venetian blinds.
Yes.
In those kind of studios.
So something that's never made sense to me since I've been here is that, you know, if a company has to procure things, like I may have to buy something for a project, and we have a whole procurement process, but it incorporated a lot of stuff. There were different catalogs for electronics. So every company does this. But the one thing it wasn't easy to do is to procure things on guess.
What?
eBay.
Oh.
So, you know, if we needed a particular something and there was a seller on eBay selling it, it was really hard to do that. I'd have to buy it, then I'd have to get reimbursed. So one of the new things with the split and with the new eBay is that employees can now procure directly from sellers on eBay, which is really cool. So I buy a lot on eBay that we use in the office, but I always have to go through this rather elaborate process to do it. Now it'll be... eBay sellers are all in the eBay catalog, the procurement catalog. So that was really exciting.
So do you have a special card to buy it
No,
with?
No, it's just you buy it and then you submit this online, the receipt. It's really cool.
Yeah,
really cool. So this should mean more business. This open phone segment was sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. 888-723-4630. Call us on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 328.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2015 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Paula Davis from Satellite Beach, Florida. And this tip I got directly from the post office, that if you're on the verge of that extra 1 or 2 ounces that's going to put you over a pound, to cut off the inside flaps of the box. And that'll shave off a couple ounces. And sometimes I'm just on that verge where it's going to cost me another pound. Just cut off the flaps on the inside, just cut those down and you still tape your outside flaps and it works like a charm.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And the open phone segment you are listening to is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales for hot fun in the summertime. Call Sly and the Family Stone. No, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. It's very unusual weather for us here. I remember this as a child in New England, but we have we've had 3 days of pretty high humidity and heat, so this is unusual. I learned a new German word for my German vocabulary.
And what is it?
It is Luftfeuchtigkeit.
Luftfeuchtigkeit.
It means humidity.
Tigkeit means humidity.
Luftfeuchtigkeit.
Okay. Yeah, we're not used to it.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
It's bad. Bad.
But you know, we know it's temporary, so it's already starting to cool off. It's starting to get a little drier up here now. So.
I was raised in the South. You would think I would be used to it. But, you know, I moved to California in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a California girl.
Honey, you'll have to snap out that fan and a mint julep and go sit on the veranda.
You got it, baby.
In your wicker rocking chair.
Hey, on the eBay radio chat board.
Know it well.
Operation Smile fixes cleft palates and other facial deformities on third world children.
Oh, I've
children.
Seen them. Yeah, yes, I've
they
seen them.
They also teach the local doctors and help improve health care in that locale. Betsy sent that over to us.
Yes.
So, hey, if you want to get to the eBay radio chat board, it is easy. Just click
so
the group,
easy.
Yeah, just click the group chat link on the eBay radio player. That will take you through community sign-in to the eBay radio group page. Then scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons and select the top thread with today's date and the words today, exclamation point, chat board in the title. You can't miss it. You'll have to refresh the page to see new posts. It doesn't scroll automatically. Why is that, Griff? Say it isn't so, Griff.
I don't know. I don't know why either. That's so.
It doesn't.
It just is, babe.
I know.
It just is.
Some things just is, you know?
It's just the way it goes.
So CJ says, Lee, glad it's all okay. We've sure been having a lot of weird weather. They closed the San Clemente Ocean Festival on Saturday because of lightning. As Southern Californians, we can't even, you know, 3 minutes of lightning and we close everything.
Everyone goes all Butterfly McQueen.
Yeah, she says, glad you spent a safe night in a hotel. You know, I mean, people just, you know, we're crazy down here. What can I say?
I did notice, I think I talked about this earlier, but my sales have tripled in the last month.
And you think it's because you've been listing so much.
I've been listing. I try to list regularly.
And what Griff is trying to tell us is that he's selling not only the new stuff he's listing, he's selling old inventory.
Exactly. So I always sell a few of the new things right off, and then I sell some old stuff. And I sold, for example, I sold two shirts this morning. I sold two. And one was an old stock, one was something I just listed to the same buyer. So they're looking at the new and the old stuff. You keep adding something new. I suspect, even if it was just a few items a day, it seems to make a difference.
Well, I know that that's true, because when I list two or three items, and my sales always take off a little bit.
Yeah.
So I know that's right, but we don't know why, right?
So it's ABL. Always be listing.
Yeah. Okay, back to the chat board.
Okay.
So Betsy says.
What does Betsy say?
Okay. Choices when your electricity goes out. My choice would be to have it come back on immediately. Of course. But when that does not happen here, I go to our favorite 24-hour diner, which has free Wi-Fi, or just across and down the street to the bar and grill on the corner, which is on a different circuit from our house and usually gets power restored before we do. One night they even offered to leave their Wi-Fi turned on for me so I could work late. And another time I ran over there and sent show sheets at midnight from the valet stand next to their patio. Good neighbors.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it's nice that neighbors are helping eBay sellers. I like it. Native American turquoise, remember from last week? We did a little listing dish.
Yes, I do.
Lee, yeah. Thank you again for your support last week. Native American turquoise is the name of it. Somebody else on the chat board is saying, hi, guys. Heat index here is 106 degrees. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty high. That's pretty high.
That's pretty darn high. What was that Australian movie back around the cusp of the 1980s, 1990s, for which the tagline was, hasn't the weather been strange lately?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I'm sure thinking so. It has been here in the Big D for sure.
The Big D?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah, we used to call, radio station I worked on in Detroit was called the Big D.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you're from Big D, my, oh, yes. Big D, little A, double L, A, yes.
Yep, that one I know.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So, okay, Griff, so you don't know why listing jars sales.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's nothing on our end that's part of the plan. So, for example, someone said, well, maybe that's a factor in best match. It isn't. It's not a best match factor. It's just simply people finding all of your stuff. So
something's going on, though, Griff.
Yeah, people find your things.
Yeah. Yes.
What, are you going to make a conspiracy theory
out
of this? Yes. Oh, you're such a CNN manager.
I'm not. I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
Well,
normally,
there's no conspiracy theory here.
Oh, uh-huh. He says.
No, there isn't. I promise. This Sobin Phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Up next, learning by teaching here on eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.